Welcome to the day's play on AFL Nation. Tonight at GMHBA Stadium, Geelong coasted to a 45-point victory over a St Kilda outfit who challenged in the second term but faded as the game progressed. Here's how he called all the action on AFL Nation.
So the Cats made up about 2 percentage points tonight. They were about 134.6 going into this game and they're now 137.1, outright 4 points clear on top of the ladder. They're for a side, Scotty, we always think are going to have a lull period. They're old. Their time is up. They just keep coming back every year.
Are they as well placed as they have ever been?
I think this is their best chance. Yeah. I think from what we've seen, I think this is their best chance because they have weaved in guys like Max Holmes and young guys like DeConing now. So they've got that youth in there as well, but they're playing as good a footy as I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I feel at times we go into the finals and say, you know, where they are on the ladder, does that reflect their season based on?
Song down in the Cats rooms, very similar to last week. Very subdued, not over the top, nothing that was emotional, nothing.
Flat as attack. I thought it was me singing.
I thought you were singing that song that was echoing around the ground a few moments ago.
Cat attack, Geelong. I'm going to sing that in my sleep tonight. I can sense it.
To your point about is this the best run? The fact that they're doing that, and even the way Joel Selwood was behaving after his 350th last week, where he seem to be wanting to keep a lid on things as if there's bigger fish to fry.
And I think, and why I ask that question, is I think at different times they finish second or third and you go, yeah, but I'm not sure. Like all these games at Simon, is that a true reflection of where they're at? I don't, personally for me, that's not a question I'm currently asking. So when I ask that question, I think, like you, Jono, I reckon they are as well placed as they have been. I think they've managed it as well as they can, and they've had that luxury with Dangerfield. Like he's going to probably hit the finals as fresh as he has, provided his body sound in that regard. Selwood's well managed. He might even have another week off in a couple.
So
it's a luxury.
Yeah, it is.
And
given
they've got Gold Coast next week at Metricon, their season's just about done and dusted after their loss today. And then they've got West Coast back here to finish the season in round 23. I'll be more specific with the question. Are they in better form now than what they were leading into the 2020 grand final against the Tigers?
While it was a quieter night for Jeremy Cameron, Tom Hawkins booted 3 majors while Isaac Smith was prolific up forward, also kicking 3 goals. There's a fresh concern for Dan Hannanbury, who was subbed out of the match with an ankle injury. Here's how our expert tonight on AFL Nation, Scott Lucas, broke down the match.
Hill has to retreat with the footy, but it's clever to Sinclair who takes the mark. It was a little awkward. Legitimate scoring opportunity tonight. Kicking to the city end, the redeveloping end of Hedinia Park. Sinclair slots it just.
They go forward again. It's a one-on-one. Howard v. Hawkins did well. Hawkins front position. He worried Howard out of it. And as he always does, completes the play by playing on, running around. And the Saints will be worried about that too. Tommy Hawkins directly in front. Usually good in from here and makes no mistake. He's got his second on the night. And the Cats prancing away now.
Higgins trying to create some space. Fell over. But he'll be paid the free kick for a trip. And so the Saints get an opportunity to respond. It around and just scrapes it through for the Saints second. Good. A little hot skip and a jump from 50 metres out. Got close to the man on the mark. But the goal umpire's not moving. Straight over his hat. And it's 3 goals on the board for the Saints. Three
chips it back inside.
And to Butler, and there are vacant men everywhere. Butler was on a 45-degree angle, had Membry inboard, so he now has the mark on a slight angle. Comes in, 8.5 in the second, puts it on its way, and it's a good result. Some reward for early effort in this second
through the opponent
to
him.
Saints. Higgins decides to let go from 45. It's across the face, but it's found Max King on a tight angle. Curls it around beautifully. 2 in a row for the Saints. Atkins handball smothered. Tui extracts it. Gets boots a ball and finds Smith in the goal square directly in front. Who slots it. And that's almost cleared the construction zone here at GMHBA. Menegola's handball smothered. King gave it to Butler, who curls it around. And the margin is back to 4 points here at GMHBA Stadium.
Hawkins, Cameron. Cameron was taken high. Umpire said no. They bang it forward. There's two of them there. Cameron on the end of it, off the deck. And they get the first of the third quarter.
Yeah, Howard just knocked Cameron off his feet in a way that the umpire deemed was too late. Free kick down the field.
30. The goal umpire darted right, but didn't need
to. The catch, Cameron, over the top. Close. He's going to run into an open goal. He's beat out Wilkie. Oh, this is a beating now. And four, he kicks another one in the fourth quarter. And a big, big, big lead. Menegola pops it through. And the ton is up at GMHBA Stadium. Has it. He chips one to Battle. Couldn't take clean possession. Higgins around the corner for their first in a while. And he does get one. And they do break the duck.
Owens to Steele, who snapped around his body. And Membry's taken the mark. 9 goals in the second half kicked on them. Membry comes around, curls it. Will get their second for the second half. Their second for this final term. But the Cats will record their 11th straight win. They are timing their run to September beautifully. 17-8-110. They defeat the Saints 10-5-65.
We are Geelong, the greatest team of all. We are Geelong, we're always on the ball. We play the game as it should be played. At home or far away. Our banners fly high from dawn to dawn. Down at Cardinia Park.
That's been the day's play from GMHBA Stadium, where Geelong recorded a 45-point victory over the Saints. Be listening to AFL Nation all weekend as we call every match for round